Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Q&A day. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Stopping at Enough Month inside of No BS. And also, I'm back from vacation. I'm well rested. I'm feeling amazing, feeling great, excited, all of those things. Happy to be back with y'all for sure. Hey, Annette, I watched your coaching from last night this morning, Annette. It's been all morning, all Annette. Yes. All right. Miss Kathy Hartman is here with us in the chat. Let me get her up. Good morning. I'm gonna let everybody get in here. Yesterday, I almost recorded a video of myself. I know we're focusing on stopping at enough, but yesterday it was, you come back from vacation. You about need a vacation from your vacation, and the work piles up. You know how it is, and you come back and you're like running, and I wanted a break, and I found myself, where to find myself? In front of the refrigerator. And I was just looking, looking, looking. I was like, oh, that looks good. Oh, I should heat that up. Oh, I should. And then finally, I like had to have a meeting with myself. I was like, are you hungry, MJ? I said it out loud too. I talked to myself out loud. And I was like, are you hungry, MJ? And y'all, it was like my brain was throwing a temper tantrum. It didn't want to answer. Well, I kept hearing well in my head. I'm like, girl, are you hungry? And finally, I was like, no, but I could eat a little something. And I'm like, get back in there and start your work. I was like, you are just overwhelmed. You have a lot going on. You're just trying to avoid it. And it's still going to be there. You can eat and it's still gonna be there, or it's still gonna be there. You can either go in and do it or eat and go in there and do it. Those are literally my two choices because it has to get done. Y'all met my boss, I gotta get stuff done. And so I'm like, it's gonna get done. I can either postpone it and get off later today, or I can just go do it. But y'all, I had to talk to myself more than I cannot even tell you how long I had to talk to myself. I just talked and talked and talked to myself. So we are going to talk about stopping at enough today. So I want you to first put in the Q&A questions about enough. So we want to talk about enough sort of on the front end, and then it is ask me anything. You can ask me anything. But I'm going to share my screen. I'm gonna share my screen. I'm gonna show you because we've added so many assets for y'all this month. And I wanna make sure that you're using them, you have them, you know where they are, you know how to use them, all of those things. Because we are not gonna get perfect at stopping at enough this month because I'm not perfect. Kathy and Memphis are perfect, but we're gonna get to where we are tight, close friends with our enough. We're going to become besties. We're going to find the Bigfoot of no BS, as I like to call it. Oh Lord, Karen Brent is listening to me and didn't have her headphones in. There you go. All right. I'm going to share my screen and we will get to getting. How many of y'all have your boss as your screensaver? There's that. Corinne is my screensaver. Okay, first I'm going to show you on the website. So on the website, under courses, you'll see this month and no BS. Stopping at enough. So we've got a 31-day planner, which I want to make sure that y'all use. Now, I'm going to be using it this month. I'm just putting our regular planner to the side. If you are in your first 30 days and you are doing the no BS weight loss course, I want you to you can switch over here if you want to, but just know that quick start guide tracker is available to you because when you first join, we don't want you planning. We want you dialing in on doable hunger, but you can use the resources in this 31-day planner, and I'm going to show it to you in just a second. And then the best thing we have, I think we've got, how bad do we want you to download the planner? Click here to download the planner. Here's the planner. Download the planner. Can you tell we want you to download the planner? And then this is my favorite thing this month. This one right here. And I'm going to show it to you in a minute. But first, we're going to look at the planner. Okay. So in the planner, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. You know, it is downloadable digitally. You can print it, you can send it to a box store and have it printed for yourself and spiral bound and all the things and whatnot. It's available to you all kinds of ways. But here's what is in it. So we've got like the three steps. We want you to pick the method you're going to use this month, make a commitment about when you're going to fill it out, and then ask for help, right? Simple. One, two, three. So we usually, when we talk about stopping at enough, a lot of times we're like, try the halftime method, try leaving bites behind. You can put your leftover bites in a freezer bag. That's basically what we've been telling y'all. All of these are options. You've got over 50 ways to try stopping at enough in this planner. So even if you don't want to use the planner, if you're like, no, I love the planner, get these pages. Just print out these pages. Okay? Because we have given you how you can be more aware, how you can disrupt your patterns, emotional and nervous system regulation, visualization and prep. When it's hard to stop it enough, try this. New things you can tell yourself. Like we have blowed it out. We have blowed it out for y'all. I want you to look at these. There are so many good things, like, especially when it's hard to stop at enough, try this. If you feel pressure to finish, if you can't fill your fullness cues, you feel grief or loss when the food is over, like, we have got it built out for y'all. So, there is a 24-hour plan for everybody, and then an evening sample, whatever. And I thought I could use this one or I could just show you my yesterday. So I'm going to show you my yesterday. So this was yesterday. I had banana nut bread and peanut butter planned. And that is exactly what I ate. Did I wait for hunger? No, I did not. I had a lot of meetings yesterday. I knew I was going to be hungry before I could eat. And so, I mean, I was going to get hungry and then I wouldn't be able to eat. So I went ahead and ate, which is fine. But I did stop it enough. I did stop it enough. For lunch, I had planned yogurt and a protein shake. Now, I ended up working through my lunch. Like I said, it's Tuesday, had a lot of meetings. So I didn't eat, but I drank a lot of water. And then for dinner last night, I had chicken wings and fried mushrooms with homemade ranch, by the way. I didn't put that on there. And that is exactly what I ate. I did wait for hunger. Oh, I didn't mean to. I did not stop it enough. MJ, I did not stop it enough. I went a little bit over. Snacks, I have nuts that I can grab if I get hungry in the middle of the day. And so that's what happened. I had a yogurt or protein shake. When I finally got a break, it was like an hour before dinner, hour and a half. I was so hungry though. So I just decided to eat my nuts. I waited for hunger. I stopped at enough. And then so I could be hungry for my fried mushrooms. Today I had said yesterday I was going to eat off a smaller plate at dinner. I did have 7.5 hours of sleep. Don't be jelly. I had 70 ounces of water yesterday. And then my self-care yesterday afternoon was an everything shower. If you know, you know. It was lovely. It was lovely. I did that while I was waiting on my food. It was so good. What do I want to tell myself right before I try the smaller plate? Enjoy this and then just take a break and see how you feel. That's all I want it to do. Oh, Holly said, how can you stop it enough if you don't wait for hunger? Great question. I was starting to get hungry. It's not when I would normally have eaten, but you still get to enough. Think about it like a gas tank. Okay. Gas tank. If my car isn't all the way empty, if I've still got 5 or 6 miles in the tank, it's going to take me less gas to get to full or enough in this instance. So I don't eat as much because I didn't start out hungry. So I already have a little bit of gas in my tank. So I just couldn't eat what I would normally have eaten if I had waited for hunger all the way. Estelle and everything shower is shaving it all, doing all the hair washing, conditioning. I put lotion on. I did all of it, everything. Because sometimes you don't shower in the shower, you just hit the high spots. Not yesterday. All right. So here was my 24-hour plan in the evening. What methods did I try today to stop it enough? I used a small plate. Was it easy? It was easy because it sets me up for success, which I did still eat past enough. If I ate past enough, why did I keep eating? Even on my smaller plate, I served myself a little too much. Did go a few bites over at dinner. I know this was because I was tired and distracted. I need to be more mindful and serve even less on days that I'm really tired in the evenings. What am I willing to try tomorrow to make this easier? It's still going to be a busy day again tomorrow, so I will do the smaller plate, but I'm going to take a minute to breathe to calm myself, which is another thing that's on this list in here, so I can be more mindful while I'm eating, right? Because I want to just pay a little bit more attention. I'm also going to eat at the table without distractions the next time I have a busy day. And no, I'm not all the way slowed down. I'm still like kind of ramped up a little bit. So, what can I use in the OBS program to make stopping at enough easier tomorrow? I can listen to the Corinne 365s, which are fire. And I probably will not be using Ask Coaches, but I did say I could reach out to my accountability group. So, the other thing that was at the bottom of that page, so you just fill this out every day. We give you all of them. So, you've got all those cheat sheets at the top, and then you've got the planning later on in the 30-day stopping at enough planner. Okay. The other thing that's on here is the doable hunger cheat sheet, which to me is gold. And it's even got places for you to fill yours out over here. I want to see y'all filling these out and posting this shit in the Facebook group. All right. We've got Beyond Hungry. This is old diet hunger when they told you you couldn't eat. You've got Survivor Island hungry. As my mama would say, you could eat the ass end out of a rag doll. Starving, completely weak, headache, stomach pain, can't focus on anything else but your hunger. Frantic, panicked. The reason I'm not using Ask Coaches, Laura, is because I'm a coach. I answer the questions, not because it's not amazing. Yes. And then you've got hangry. How many of y'all have been hangry? So we talk about the physical sensations, the thoughts, the feelings. Grumpy. It's when you get grumpy and somebody says, Lord, get her something to eat. She's getting hangry. And then here's the sweet spot right in here. Okay. You've got hungry. I'm hungry. Stomach feels slightly empty with a little bit of gurgle. It's not urgent. You're getting ready to eat, thinking about it. You're getting distracted, ready to eat. Neutral, not hungry, not satisfied. That's about where I was yesterday morning when I ate breakfast when I wasn't hungry. I was like right here at neutral. Okay. So when if you think about this like a scale, if you start when you're hungry, you're going to eat through nearly hungry, neutral, nearly enough, and enough. I started at neutral. So I only had to pass through nearly enough and enough. So I didn't eat as much. So you've got nearly enough and enough. And then we've got full and holiday dinner full. Okay. And then you can add your own signs and symptoms over here. So if I am, like for me, under hungry, this is what I would put, can't sit still. I start to get antsy. Okay. So that's what I would put over there for hungry for myself because it's not on here. And so, but if I'm hungry, that's how I know I'm hungry. I start to get like antsy a little bit. And then, so for me, oh my gosh, for enough, I would put looking for the best bites. That's me. I would put that in there because I know when I start to say, looking for I mean, what's good left. And then I also ask myself, is this enough? Girl, when I do that, I'm at enough. So don't forget, all of this is available to you on the website. I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. But if you are new to the membership and you're working your way through the No BS Weight Loss course and you're like, I want to do that and I want to participate and I wanted whatever, you can go read all of those signs and symptoms. You can download that doable hunger chart if you want to, but make sure you're still working through the No BS Weight Loss course. Because you can work through the No BS Weight Loss course and pay attention to your enough. It's not like we throw water and everything else, sleep out the window because we're working on enough. We can do them both, but don't get yourself overwhelmed and don't get distracted from the goal, which is the No BS Weight Loss course if you're brand new. Okay. All right. So I'm going to get to the questions. Get to the questions. Because it is ask me anything, you know. So y'all can ask me anything. So I'm gonna start going through. Thank you, Emily. You know what? I looked in the mirror today and I said, MJ, your hair looks good. I said that to myself this morning. I was like, damn. I was thinking about growing it out. And then I'm like, I fixed it this morning and I was like, do you really want to grow it out? Or do you just like it like this? I don't know. I'm thinking about running again. I'm pondering. And so I'm thinking it would be nice if it was longer and I could put it in a ponytail because I'm thinking about running. Alicia, I was recently just put on steroids for a back injury and I'm noticing that it's affecting your hunger and enough signals. Yes, it makes me want to eat more than usual. How can I work out my signals while I'm on the steroids? Well, first of all, you got to remember your body is healing itself, it's taking care of itself, it's going to ask you for different things. You also want to make sure that you increase your water when you're on steroids because steroids also causes thirst. And if you have perfectly functioning kidneys, livers, hearts, all those things inside of your body, you can drink a little bit more water, right? And so you want to make sure you're getting enough water on board. The other thing that you want to do too, Alicia, is you're going to want to make note of the time you ate. So let's say you eat lunch at 1 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock, you're like, I'm starving. You can remind yourself, Alicia, you ate an hour ago. This is the steroids talking. It's probably the steroids talking right now. Probably not hungry. But again, your health is your number one priority. So doable hunger is important, but health trumps doable hunger. Now, there are some things you can put in place to help you, just like I talked about, but your health is number one. It's probably the steroids talking, girl. It could be. Estelle, I noticed that I hear the thought that I'm probably at enough, but I keep eating. What are some things to do to get myself to stop? Estelle, girl, when I joined No BS, I could have written that question. I had to get up. I had to get up. I've poured water on my plate. I've rubbed my napkin on my shoe and put it on top of my plate. I've gotten immediately up from the table and just put it away. I have also said, like, was eating, because when I joined, my kids were still home. My husband was here. And I would say out loud, I'm like, I've had enough and I want to keep eating. Y'all don't let me eat. I would build in some accountability. So you can do that, some of those things. And you can put a sticky note by your plate if you want to remind you to stop. And you need another conversation. So it's like, I'm probably at enough. What are you going to tell yourself? I've thought that I am at enough. Are these couple of bites worth my weight loss? Are they worth throwing away my weight loss today? No, it's not. And so you have got to come up with that conversation, but I had to immediately get up and go. I mean, and it took a while. It was a practice. And it's probably a habit of cleaning your plate. It's probably, it tastes so good, whatever it is. And that's what you're thinking. And that's what you've been thinking. But you've got to have some strategies to just get up and move along. And it does take a little bit of time. I tell you, it does. And it won't always be perfect, which, you know, there's that. Never is going to be. Hell, I overate last night. Janie. I am feeling so dysregulated. I've got young kids, trouble with my neurodivergent son, back to school. It feels constantly stressful. I keep choosing the emotional and nervous system regulation methods each day and then forgetting to use them. It's like my brain is blocked. How can I help myself remember to use them? I feel so drained. I seem to be able to be aware, but when it comes to the nervous regulation methods, I keep forgetting. It's so good. So it's the same thing. No, yeah, put them on your plan, but then you write them on your plan, but I always say you have got to get these amazing ideas. Serving yourself on a smaller plate, putting a napkin on your plate when you're done, telling your family that you're done, using these nervous system regulation ideas. It's not a habit. So we're not going to be able to write them down in our calendar, in our planner in the morning. And then when we need them, your brain's like, oh, remember, you were going to use this today. We've never done it before, but it seems like you might want to. So I'm just reminding you, that's not what's going to happen. Your brain loves things on a habit. It's not going to insert the new thing that you just wrote in your planner this morning. We've got to get it out of your planner and into your life, whether that's putting a sticky note at your desk, like, or wherever your kids are, whenever you feel stressed, a place that you know you're always going to feel stressed, put a sticky note right there. Set alarms on your phone at times that you know you're going to be stressed. If you're trying to remember to stop it enough and you know that you typically have dinner around 6 o'clock, set a reminder on your phone that says, don't forget at dinner tonight, it's a smaller plate, and have it just pop up on your phone so that your brain is not having to do the heavy lifting to remind you, because it is not going to do that at first. The more you do it, the more it will remind you and the more it starts to become a habit. But it's not just gonna bust on up in there and be like, oh, you wrote that down one time. Let's remember that. We've got to get it out of our planner and into our life somehow. And it can be very discreet. It can be very, I used to, when I was doing home health, I had a question mark and I put a sticky note and I taped it to my dashboard with a question mark. What did it mean? It could have meant anything. It was enough of a reminder for me. Like, do you need water? Are you really hungry? Like, whatever it was. But every time I would look at that question mark, I was like, that's no BS. That's no BS. I'm doing my plan. I'm drinking my water. I'm whatever it is. Like, just that little question mark. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew what it meant. My boss would come do ride arounds with me every so often, and they had no idea what it was. It could have meant check my tire pressure. They don't know. But it was enough. Every time I looked at that question mark in my car, I knew I was a no BS woman. I knew hashtag bitch got goals. I knew what I was working for. And it was just constantly in my face, reminding me of who I was becoming. And so we've got to do that. We've got to do that. Karen's got a picture of me in her car. Y'all could put a picture of me in your car if you'd like, but I don't know about that. Oh, she gets asked who the woman is and why she looked mad at me. I'm never mad at you, Karen. Alicia, I always put 2 glasses of wine on my plan in this snacks categories, but I was wondering how I mark the waiting for hunger and enough tally. I'm never hungry for my wine after dinner. First of all, Alicia, you do not ever wait for hunger when you're drinking wine. I would not suggest that. That's not, Corinne's not said that. That's the rule from MJ. So I wouldn't worry about hunger and enough for wine. As a matter of fact, you want to be not be hungry when you, because that's just you just asking for a damn headache. That's what you're asking for if you do that. You don't want that. So just enjoy your wine, plan it, enjoy it. It's all good. Y'all know it would be a headache. You know it would. Let me get real hungry and drink. That's a good time right there till it's not. Sky says, I'm at a crossroads. I am losing weight, 15 pounds so far, but some days are easier than others. But now without my snacks, I'm feeling all the feelings. Yeah. My dad passed in June, and a new level of grief has hit me last week. Yeah, my left hip is hurting, and it's now healing through physical therapy, and I'm facing new challenges with my 7-year-old son, the usual parenting stuff. Yes. It just feels like a lot, and I no longer have my usual snacks that help me cope. I have made the decision not to return to my old eating habits because I want a different life. Now that I have written this, I don't really seem to have a question, but any reflection you have would be great. All right. So, first of all, I think you've got to accept and just acknowledge that you're feeling sad. Grief comes in waves, and it just will hit you sometimes. And you'll go through a season where it's harder and a season where it's easier. And I know when I lost my grandmother, I would be kind of plugging along, doing really well, and like not crying over her every day. And what, and then I would feel guilty, right? Because I'd like didn't think about her today. And it would just tear my nerves up. And realizing all of that is so normal. Of course, you want a snack because you want it to stop in the moment, but that's not going to help long term. You're still going to be missing your dad because you need to miss your dad. You're supposed to miss your dad. He was, sounds like a great man that you miss terribly. And it is normal to be sad. We're always using food to try to get away from so many difficult emotions, but what a pleasure you have. What an honor it is to miss your dad because you loved him that much. If you didn't love him that much, you wouldn't miss him. And so just honoring that, and I used to ask myself too, when my grandmother passed away, would she rather me be sad and miss her, or would she rather me eat? What would my grandmother want for me right now? And she, one thing she always wanted to do was see me thin. She never did see me thin, but, well, she has, you know, from heaven, but she wanted me to get my weight under control. And I used to always ask myself, what would she want me to do right now? How would she want me to handle this? And I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna be sad and just miss her a minute. And 'cause she wouldn't want me giving away my weight loss for her. That's the only thing she ever wanted for me. And just having that conversation, that loving, imagine that, like, you know, you're talking to a friend who's lost their dad. And they're like, I just, you know, every time I just keep eating, what would you tell them? Girl, just keep eating so you don't miss him. Or would you say, it's normal to be sad? It's normal to be sad. Let yourself be sad. It's okay. Is that good, Kathy? That was my answer. That was, I always ask Kathy, because, you know, she is the private coach with the, you know, her and Lisa are like that. I've been listening. I did. I listened to your call from last night. Is it okay to still be slightly hungry when I feel I've had enough? No, you should not still be hungry when you feel like you've had enough. So my suggestion is, because a lot of times what happens is when people first join or they're trying to figure out enough, I see this so many times. What happens is you're so scared to go over enough. Like, you don't want to eat to full because you're like, I gotta stop at enough. And then what ends up happening is you eat to that neutral on that chart. So you're not really at enough, but you're not hungry anymore. But you really do need a little bit more. So what we hear a lot of times in Ask Coaches and with private clients and different things, and in Facebook is I eat to enough, but I'm hungry like an hour and a half later. And a lot of times, what is happening is they're erring on the side of not enough. So they stop just shy of enough, but they're not really hungry anymore. Their stomach is not gurgling. So they're like, maybe this is my enough. So when you get to what you think is your enough, what you've been kind of coasting along thinking is your enough, eat two or three more bites and see what that does for you. Because we get, because y'all, listen, how many times have we been on the diet and it had to be perfect? So we get in no BS and we want to be perfect still. We want it to be perfect. We don't want to mess up. And then we, you know, we have a tendency to fuck it eat. So then we don't want to go over enough because then we're afraid we're going to say fuck it and just go off the rails. So what we do is we hold back. And a lot of times when people say and they're still hungry or they get hungry really fast after, they're probably just stopping two or three bites shy of what enough is. So just try that. Let's see. Holly says, can that work for after dinner eating? I don't know what that is. Maybe it'll come to me. I frequently eat after dinner, usually an hour or so after. And when I assess, I think that I'm sort of hungry, but not my usual stomach growl. Is it reasonable strategy to serve a small portion and really tune into looking for my signal, usually a sign? I think that's fine, Holly. That's a great first level up. You could even just drink some water and wait a few minutes and be like, let me see if I'm really hungry for this. Or is it a habit? Is it something I'm just in the habit of doing? Because y'all, your body can send up a hunger cue from a habit. It's like, oh, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, Holly's every night at 7. We need to send her a hunger cue to remind her. Let's send her one. The other thing you can really try, Holly, is if you really want to continue to have that snack, there's nothing wrong with it. Eat a little bit less dinner so that you make sure you're hungry for your snack if you want to have it. We had cake the other night for dinner. It's a tres leches cake. It was so good. But we had dinner on Sunday. And I didn't finish, I didn't eat to enough because I wanted to eat some cake. And so I knew the cake was there. I knew I wanted to eat the cake with some hot tea and stuff, probably an hour or two after dinner because we ate a little bit early on Sunday. And so I ate less so that I could have the cake. I planned for it. And so you can try that as well, Holly. Carissa says, I'm trying to figure out how to hear my enough. As soon as I take my first bite, my brain starts saying that's enough. That's that fear of not wanting to go over enough. That's perfect. And that's normal. That's very normal. And it's talking the entire time. Yes, exactly. So how do I really find my enough if my brain is so noisy the entire meal? It'd get better. I know 1 to 2 bites is not enough food. Yes, it would hold me for about 30 minutes to even an hour, but that doesn't seem healthy. No, it's not because you haven't eaten to enough. Yeah. So I'm either not eating enough because I just put my food away, or I overeat because I can't trust my brain with this feeling. Carissa, I want you to serve yourself on a smaller plate. And every time your brain, you have 1 or 2 bites and it says it's enough, say, no, I'm going to finish this half a plate, this smaller plate. I'm going to finish this plate. And I want you to finish it. I want you to hear all the chatter. Because your brain is like, you can't mess this up. You don't want to go over enough. Maybe this is it. You don't know what it is. This might be it. What if you eat that? If you eat any more, you might be over enough. Go look at that cheat sheet that I pulled up earlier, number one. And number two, serve yourself on a small plate. Finish the plate. Set a timer for 10 minutes and then check in with your body. Say, I hear you, but I'm going to finish this plate, this small plate. And then I'm gonna ask myself, I'm not gonna make a determination until I'm done with this small plate. And just let your brain just run. Be like, I hear you. I'm not gonna make a determination until I finish this plate. Let's see. Susan says, I'm rarely hungry for breakfast at a convenient time. Is it always okay to eat? Is it okay to always eat when feeling neutral? Yes, you can. But then my question is, Susan, what would happen if you just skipped it and had like maybe a small snack or eat an earlier lunch? Could that be a possibility as well? I don't know. You tell me. You have to decide. But if you anytime you're neutral, just like yesterday, I was neutral. And I had to eat my breakfast because I knew I was not going to have a break for about 3 or 4 hours. And I knew during that time I was doing calls, I was in meetings, I had to have some sustenance. And so I went ahead and ate. And that's totally fine. A lot of times school teachers have to do this, right? Because they're going into school at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they don't get a break. And so they need to eat. So it does happen. There are times that you have to do that. And circumstance, like a brain surgeon. If you're a brain surgeon, yes, eat. That's always good because I want my brain surgeon, if I ever need one, to eat before he operates on me. Karen Brent, I've noticed if I'm bored or tired, I can skew where I am with enough. I'm thinking this will be easier when I'm retired. Right now, I work so mind numbing that I am turning towards food, and my brain is helping me justify being hungry. The other day, I felt like I could gnaw my arm off, but I wasn't hungry or thirsty. Do I just put up with it until I'm out of here, or is it worth battling now? I mean, you're gonna have thoughts at any time after you retire. Things are gonna happen. I can walk around the department, but the fact remains, I'm mentally checked out here, and there is nothing I can do to change my environment. Now, coasting through the last week seems like, what do you want to tell yourself about this, Karen? You're wanting to feel, you feel disconnected at work, so that food is probably giving you some kind of connection, something to hang on to. Because you know, at work, you're like wrapping up, you don't want to be there, you're kind of mentally checked out. And so you've got to come up with what is that food giving you in that moment? What are you trying to avoid, or what are you trying to feel? Any of those things. And then start to have that conversation with yourself. Work through it. Have the conversation. I'm just bored. I don't want to be here anymore. I am almost out the door. And that is why I keep wanting to turn to food. Yes, leave on. What they gonna do, Karen? Fire? She said it on the days I'm tired. If I don't eat, I fall asleep at my desk. Maybe I should just leave. Hell yes, they ain't gonna fire you if they do. Okay. Let's see. Joan says, "Where do I find the new resource?" Kathy will put it in the chat, but it's on our website under courses this month and no BS. So nobswoman.com, courses this month and no BS. It's all right there. And then she also, Joan also needs help filling it out digitally. If you need any kind of tech help or anything like that, you can always email us at support@pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page or just reply to any email. We'll get you taken care of. Sometimes when I wait too long to eat, I get too hungry, then I feel like I can never get to enough. This is very common. I know I should not let myself get to that point, but it happens now and then. I think I'm still hungry and keep eating and eating. Then an hour later, I feel yucky. How can I fix this? Girl, I have got you. You're gonna have to slow down in whatever way works best for you. Whether, like, if you're at home, you can do that smaller plate and eat some and take a break and then check back in with yourself. Because what happens is when you get really hungry, you get like Survivor Island hungry or whatever the other one was, like super duper hungry. What happens is you get into that momentum eating. And it's the same thing. You know, you always tell yourself, I could eat a horse. I could eat the ass end out of a rag doll. I could just eat and eat and eat. I don't think I'm ever going to get full. Oh my God, I've waited too long. And we've always overeaten in that time, those times. So your brain still is going to offer that up to you. Get in that momentum, you get in that rhythm, and you've been so hungry, you don't want to stop. So you've got to put in a pause. So on those times when you let yourself get overly hungry, you can serve yourself on a smaller plate. If you're going out somewhere, you can get half of it, like pack up half of it. You can eat with your non-dominant hand to slow yourself down just a little bit to give your brain time to register that I'm at enough. It makes sense why you are doing that. It happens to a lot of us, but you've just got to employ some of those strategies. And then there's like some in there about your nervous system too. So it's almost like put your hand over your heart. I know I'm super hungry, but my gas tank still only holds 15 gallons. Doesn't matter how hungry I get, whether I came in with 5 gallons left or riding on fumes, I can still only get 15 gallons. Eating more is, I can't expand my gas tank. And so just calming yourself at first. I know I feel really hungry and this feels very urgent, but I can still only put 15 gallons in this tank. Let's see. I joined in April and have gained 6 pounds. I have done the No BS weight loss course, used Ask Coaches multiple times, tracked and planned my food, and I'm working on stopping enough. My water and sleep are dialed in. What more can I do? I'm feeling so discouraged and hopeless. I want you to send me all of your data, Anonymous. Have we been talking back and forth? Well, you might have been. Oh, I think we started that after. So I email all new members every week for their first 8 weeks. Well, there's seven emails. I start on week two and then whatever. For your first 8 weeks, I want you to send me every bit of your data anonymous and I will help you. Support at pnptribe.com, reply to any email, or click the blue question mark. Send me everything you got. You and I, we figure it out. I got you, boo. Email me. What is a good way to do a 24-hour plan when you don't really know what you want to eat until you're hungry? Sherry, oh, this is why I love the plan so much. Oh, I love it. It does not matter what you want to eat, Sherry. I know, crazy. Oh my God, that's so crazy. What you're talking about is in the moment. You're talking about what my emotions want, what my feelings want, what sounds good based on the kind of day I've had. We don't want her in charge of your weight loss. Girl, she has been driving that bus for years. We're gonna fire her. We're gonna put up in there the planner version of you, the one that thinking about weight loss. She doesn't have the bullshit of the day. She ain't got that. She's thinking about how is Sherry gonna lose weight this week? What makes Sherry feel good? What feels good in Sherry's body? Might she want some good food today? Yes, she probably does. We'll put that on there. She's gonna be in charge. And you can even give yourself a couple of choices. Give yourself two choices. Give yourself like a good choice and then like a better best choice. Then in the moment, whatever you feel between those two things, you can still go off what you feel like eating, but the rest, that's what you're gonna do. This is you saying, I am no longer eating on a whim. I am no longer eating based on how I feel. I have a plan. I get to make my plan. I can put any damn thing on there I want to, but I am gonna be in charge of my own weight loss. The version of me that has my best interests at heart, she's the one I want making my weight loss decisions. That's what I would do. I had to do the same. Somebody said, what is data? Another coach asked me to send. So if you are filling out, so in the quick start guide, you've got the tracker that we have you fill out every single day when you first join. After you've been here for 30 days, if you're using a planner, you've got the habit tracker. And so I want you can take a picture of it and email it to me if we need that, or you can just type in your stats. How often are you getting all your water in? How's your sleep going? What does it look like? How often are you waiting for hunger? How often are you not waiting for hunger? How often are you stopping at enough? Do we see any patterns? That's why that data, y'all, and those trackers are so important, because it helps us see patterns. It helps us get your real, true, raw, like, this is what I've been telling myself. I know I'm overeating 40% of the time, whatever it is. Send us all of that. If you've not been writing it down, take a guess and then start tracking so that we can help you figure it out. We give you trackers galore all over the place. So I want to make sure that you're using those, because then if you ever do notice a stall, or I have a, I ended up, long story, but I've got a client right now and she doesn't track and she's losing weight at a fast clip. I'm like, I need you to go ahead and start tracking. She was like, I don't want to. I'm losing weight at a fast clip. I was like, you will hit a stall because you have a normal human body. Normal. I don't care if you're losing weight at a fast clip. I don't care if you're gaining weight. I don't care if you're maintaining. That data is going to be our starting point for what is working for you and what is not working for you. Because if you've got more than 15 pounds to lose, if you got more than 10 pounds to lose, you're going to hit a stall. There's going to be weeks when that scale doesn't move. And we got to have that data to weigh. We got to have that data. You got to be able to weigh your data. Like, what does it tell you? If you're overeating 50% of the time and gaining weight, it's like, oh, well, that makes some sense to me. I can see how that would be. But if I look at your tracker and you're following doable hunger 90% of the time and you're gaining weight, we've got some work to do. It tells me exactly where I'm going to be. what I need to help you with. It tells the coaches and ask coaches exactly what we need to help you with. Do we need it? No, but it just helps us get to the root of it mighty quick. Grab assing at this Amanda. Grab assing and mindless snacking is my biggest issue right now. Okay. It's like an out-of-body experience. I don't even know I'm doing it until I've had too much. Girl, put it away. Put it away. Set up your environment for success. I don't have shit sitting out because I work from home. I have to walk through the kitchen to get to the bathroom unless I want to walk all the way around. I make it easy on myself. I ain't got shit sitting out. I don't. I had a sandwich the other day for lunch and I brought out some chips and I forgot to put the chips away. And then the next time I went to the bathroom, I picked up that fucking bag of chips. I'm like, MJ, you're not hungry. So I went and put them away because I'm a grab asser at heart. And I don't do it anymore. But if it's sitting in my kitchen, just like, hello, I'm potato chip. Don't you want me? Why, yes, I do want you. You look so yummy and delicious. I mean, it's who I am. And so I just keep it away from myself. I put it in the drawer, out of sight, out of mind. If it's something I know I tend to overeat, it doesn't go in my snack drawer. It goes someplace else. So that whenever I'm going in there to look for it, I have to go find it. The other thing I did when I first joined, I was a terrible grab asser when I was cooking. Oh my word in heaven. It was crazy. And I had to chew gum or use a mint because I'm like you. I'd be like 8 bites in. I'm like, what the hell even happened? So I would put a mint in my mouth or a piece of gum when I was cooking. And I did the same thing when I was cleaning the kitchen because that habit was so ingrained. I had to have that pattern interruption. I had to interrupt my pattern somehow. I had to figure out because my brain wasn't going to be like, girl, remember, you don't want to do that anymore. No, I had to be the one to remind me. Maureen at the nursing home who had the thing of candy, I had an iPad at work. And I put a sticky note. Y'all think I'm crazy as hell. When I first joined No BS, I went all in. I had a sticky note because Maureen's desk, I could go two ways to get to our patients. And I always went to Maureen's desk and then I would grab me a handful of M&Ms and then I would go, and then I would, it was mindless because Maureen was the candy lady. And so I had on my iPad that I used to write my notes for my patients, I put a big, like the circle with the X through it. And it was just enough to remind me to go the other direction. So I didn't even walk by Maureen's office because I didn't want to. I didn't want a snack. And I knew that like somehow my body just took me into Maureen's office. And so I had to come up with strategies and like different things. That's why I love James Clear so much because in his book, Atomic Habits, he said it's not a you problem, it's a process problem. And then right then I was like, I don't have a problem with grab assing. I have a broken process around it. So what could be my new process to help me with it? And it would get me thinking about all these things that I could, the sticky notes and the mints and the gum and whatnot. I'm like, oh my God, whenever I took myself out of it and beat myself up and I'm like, okay, what does a different process look like? Nighttime eating, what does a different process look like? What would the process look like? If I was going to work on this and I wasn't a problem, what does my process look like? So think about those things. Where are you grab assing? What are you grab assing? How can you change your process, change your environment, or add things into your environment that are going to help you remember? Yes, it's a broken process. I've never felt so good in my life when James Clear told me that. Maria, I tend to stop prior to enough to eat less, then I'm hungry and eating off plan. I am not sure how enough differs from getting full, from actually full. Well, I mean, you're stopping before enough, which tells me you know what enough is. But look at that sheet. But that's what happens, because you're basically restricting yourself. So you're eating and you're eating, and your body is saying that's not enough. And you're like, shut up. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm not going to eat too enough. I don't want to listen to you. I want to, not eat to enough, like Corinne says, I'm gonna eat less because if enough is good, less is even better. But then what you're finding out is from that restriction, it's still that restriction mindset. You can't eat as much as they can in order to lose weight. You have to be good. They have to eat to enough. You have to be better than that if you ever think you're gonna lose weight. Does that sound any kind of familiar, Maria? You better go ahead and stop now, because you know if you eat more than this, you're never going to lose this weight. You better go ahead and stop now. No. Then what happens is you've got that restriction mindset, and later on, it's like you were so good, you didn't even eat to enough. You hadn't had that much today. You can go ahead and eat. Or you wouldn't let yourself have it before, so now you can have it now. It's back to that, like Weight Watchers points, playing around, whatever. Eat to enough. You will be surprised when you eat to enough and you know that you've gotten all your body needs, what a difference it will make on the back end. Let's see. I have a sweet tooth and I want to plan for them, but if I wait for hunger, I'll overeat on sweets. Yes, I know. There are single serving packages, but if I wait until I'm hungry, I'll just eat two or more. How do I work on a sweet treat without waiting for hunger? You can wait for neutral, not all the way hungry. Not all the way hungry. And then if you want, like Anonymous, if you want a sweet treat, why don't you stop every day and get a single serving sweet treat? As you're just getting used to it. And what does the sweet treat give you? If you weren't having the sweet treat, what would you be feeling? What are you avoiding? We've got to get to that root cause of what that is giving you. It's not just like taking away your whoobie. We got to find out what that whoobie is giving you and solve for that. Because if you just jerk your whoobie away, you're going to feel like shit. We can't do that. Are you looking for comfort? Are you looking for relaxation? Are you looking for a break? What are you looking for? What is it giving you? Because it's not as simple as get one serving or just don't eat it if you're not hungry. It's giving you something, it's doing something amazing for you. And when you pull it away, it's going to leave a big hole. And we've got to figure out what else are you going to put in that hole? A whoobie's like a blanket, like a lovey or something like that. So we got to figure that out. We can't just jerk something away and not put himself in there. And you go to ask coaches, and you can work through that with them. Here's what I think it might be giving me when I eat that. Or if I don't eat it, I'm afraid I'll feel whatever it is. And let's figure that out for you. With the GLP, it's hard to feel. This is Melanie. It's hard to feel hungry and seem to be at enough before I really have enough. So then I'm hungry sooner than seems real. For a lot of folks on a GLP-1, you do have to do a little bit more of the timed eating. Now, I've talked to Ashley about this. You know, Ashley's our, you know, G she's on GLP-1. Oh, Kathy, you are too. What say you, Kathy? I know from my friends and from people that I've spoken with, especially those first few days after the shot, they have to do a little bit more time to eating. Because on the days that you're not, like when the shot is waning off, you get a little bit more hungry and you feel those cues a little bit more. So you sort of are able to still recognize what the patterns are, but they sort of disappear when you're at the beginning of your shot. Am I talking out? Am I saying it right, Kathy? But I think that is correct. And so what you're going to want to do is a little bit of time to eating because you know you have to eat. I tend to eat to enough and then put the rest of my meal in the fridge if I need it. Okay, that's perfect. So you eat, you get to what you think is enough, you move along about your day. And if you're like, oh shit, I got that wrong, you can always go back and get a little bit more, which is really the same as like regular enough, right? Like I'm not on GLP-1, But I think that makes total sense because I do that sometimes too. Let's see. Quenisha. Do you ever worry that you're under eating? I joined No BS 2 weeks ago because I gained 6 pounds. Since I've joined, I've lost 8 pounds. No longer need the snack I was eating twice a day. Plus, I'm eating smaller portions at my meals, stopping at enough. Also, I do work out daily. Now I'm worried I'm not eating enough or enough protein to fuel my resistance workouts. Am I overthinking this? Probably so. I'm on a GLP-1, so I'm worried about losing muscle, just following my hunger. So, Quenisha, such a great question. So it's like you need to just make sure you start and finish your meals with protein. You can get, what was that clear protein that's right in there? Let me see. I have a clear protein I put in my water because I got the osteoporosis, Quenisha. So for a different reason than you, but I'm trying to drink, eat more protein. So I have a clear one that I put in my water. So that's what I do. Oath is a good clear protein. Yeah, Vital Proteins. Then what's that one? The whey. What did I have? What's the name of it? I don't remember. Kathy's, y'all talked about it in Slack while I was on vacation. Naked Whey ISO. Yes. Yes. Maureen, this is a weekly call. Yes, but that doesn't mean you overeat to get more protein. Because see, that's what happened to me, Quenisha. I wanted to increase my protein. Now, I don't know how much protein I'm supposed to have. And I don't count my protein. I just wanted to be more protein forward. I wanted to get more protein in my diet for my osteoporosis. But I didn't want to overeat. And so that's why I've gone the way of the clear protein because I can put it in my water. And typically I do two of those. It's 15 grams per scoop, 30 grams per two scoops. But I don't like two scoops in my water. Even though it's clear, I'm not adding that much. So I do it twice and I get 30 extra grams of protein every day, which is amazing. It's amazing. I don't count. That's the only thing I know because it's on the bottle, but I don't know how much other protein I get, but I just be more protein forward. And then I was asking myself, how in the world am I going to still eat to enough and increase my protein? But I am more protein. Like I add double meat to like spaghetti and I add, you know, I do all that stuff. I don't know, Jackie, if there is a plant-based type protein. There is a pea protein. Yeah, I had a hard time finding one I liked. I only get actual hunger signals once a day, usually in the evening. Do I really only get to eat once a day? I feel like if I'm not hungry, I shouldn't eat, but I feel deprived only eating once a day. So we can work on your thoughts. The other thing I want you to do is to get that cheat sheet because this is what happens. We have never, a lot of us have never felt subtle hunger. Never. We've never let ourselves. Never. Only thing we know is butt ass hungry and Thanksgiving full. Those are our two settings. We got two settings. That's all we got. About to die, I'm so hungry, and I need to unbutton my pants. We got those two. We run on those two for years and years and years. Except because when we go on a diet, we got to starve. We got to be over there. Okay. In No BS, it's when you first start to get hungry. We've not done that. A lot of us, I'm saying we like it's everybody, but for me especially, subtle hunger, what the hell? Subtle hunger, no, I can't do that. So I really had to figure out for myself what subtle hunger was. Because I thought, unless I'm about to pass out, I can't eat or I'm gonna be fat. That was my only thing I had. I'm gonna be fat if I eat, unless I'm starving. So I want you to look at those and try to find those other cues. Like for me, I get antsy in my seat. If my stomach growls, I'm hangry. I'm past hungry. I get a little dull ache. I start to get like a little dull ache in my temple and I get antsy. That's my hunger cue. A lot of times I'll be sitting like right now, I'm thinking like, well, I'm not like about this time of day. Like I can tell in my stomach I'm hungry. I'll go eat after this call. But a lot of times what happens for me is, wonder what time lunch is. Like I'm the one making it, but I still have that thought. I'm like, oh, I'm starting to get hungry. I know that about me. And you've got to figure out. That's why that worksheet, that cheat sheet is so good, because then you can fill in your own. Oh, Joan said, what shade of lipstick? You know what? It's some kind of Makeup by Mario lip pencil. I haven't been wearing lipstick lately. I've been putting on this lip pencil all over. I appreciate that. Maureen said, where's the cheat sheet? So this month in No BS under on our website, nobswomen.com, under courses, this month in No BS, we've got a 31-day planner for you, a 31-day enough planner. And then at the very bottom of the page, you'll see the doable hunger cheat sheet that we've got. Oh, could you share how you feel about being your size and how wonderful it is? Yeah, I mean, you know, I do love being my size. I'm in a 12. I wear a size 12. Sometimes a 10, not often, but usually I'm comfortable in a 12. This is just where I've landed. This weight is good for me. I weigh about 180 pounds. This weight is a perfect size for me. I can wear my clothes from year to year and all those things. I wore a bikini on the beach last week. I don't give a shit. I do have still have thoughts when I put on a bikini. I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, girl, fuck that. You good. You all right. Because I still have thoughts about my body. It's not great. There's not the I have some melty legs and some things, but I like the life I created. And I always say that. Like, I love the way I eat. I love the foods I eat. I love the schedule that I've created for myself. I love the way that I'm able to be active. Like, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's just the life. Yes, the size will get there, right? One time I did, when I first lost weight, I think I'm very competitive. If you've ever met me, I'm very, very competitive. I did get down to an 8. And some sixes. And I looked at pictures of myself. I looked 15 years older. I did not like how I looked. I didn't. I was, oh, I did not love the way I looked. And I intentionally put on weight because I had restricted. I bastardized No BS at the end, basically. And I was like, oh, wonder how low I can go. And I just started like cutting back, cutting back, cutting back, only eating best foods, cut everything out of my, I hated it. And it was not the life I wanted. And I had to talk to myself. Yeah, 8 or a 6. I was like, oh, and I didn't go all the way back the other way, but I was like, I just did not to keep my body there, the things I had to do, and barely any good, like it was not for me. And it wasn't the life I wanted to live, because that's the whole thing. Because at No BS, help every woman lose all of her weight for the last time and feel as amazing as she deserves. I did not feel amazing in a 6 or an 8. I did not feel amazing. And I was like, this is not what the hell I signed up for. I did not sign up to feel this way about myself. And so I gained a few pounds. And girl, I've been here for several years now, and I'm happy as I can be. Happy as a clam. Yeah. All righty. Yeah, Daniela said someone mistook me for my 70-year-old mom when I got down to my lowest. My face was melted. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. All right, y'all. We're almost out of here on time. Y'all have a great rest of your week. Make sure you download that stuff. I'm gonna tell you something. This stopping at enough thing, girl, it is on point. It is on point. So let us know if you need anything. I did tell one person to make sure to send me their data. I want that. Let me know if you need anything at all. We're always right here, y'all. Have a great rest of your week. Bye, y'all.